Welcome, everybody, to another fantastic episode of QCast. This is the podcast. This is the video cast that brings you all the latest and greatest news from Q involving members and affiliates and information that you need to know going forward. Let's go ahead and introduce ourselves. I'm Joe Marquez, Director of Academic Innovation for Q, and you can find me on the Twitters at JoeMarquez70. And my amazing partner here, Jason. Jason, please introduce yourself.
How you doing, Joe? My name is Jason Salaskar. I am Director of Affiliate Engagement and Exhibitor Relations here at Q, and you can find me on the Twitters at Jason Salaskar. So,
now, Jason is the affiliate engagement connoisseur. If you are an affiliate leader, an affiliate member, and you need to be engaged, Jason is the one that you need to contact. Definitely contact him on his Twitters, which you see over there. Or also you can, you know, just shoot him an email. It's pretty easy to find on the Q website. We are completely open to answer any questions that you may have. Now, the first thing that I want everybody to know, and this is on top of mind for everybody, I'm wearing my virtual shirt because, yes, everybody, Fall Q is going virtual. Now, you may be thinking something like this.
No, God! No, God, please, no!
Like, I understand, right? We were so hyped up about seeing each other for the first time in years, right? But you know what? We understand the situation a lot of schools are in, the trepidation they may have of sending educators outside of their school system, the difficult times of finding subs right now to cover classes. We understand all of that. We wanted to take away all of that worry, all of that anxiety that your administrators may be having when you bring the concept of going to a conference to their table. Maybe the anxiety you have of going to a conference outside of your region. So we wanted to make sure everybody had access to the conference and felt comfortable attending. So we are going virtual for Fall Q. It is the same exact dates, October 23rd and 24th. And we have all the amazing sessions. And in fact, if you go to q.org/fall, and at the very top, you'll see sessions. If you click on that sessions tab, you will be able to see all the amazing sessions from all the amazing Q members and beyond who will be representing and presenting at the Q conference. So even though we're virtual, we're still bringing everything here for you that you're absolutely going to love. Jason, anything that I've missed, anything that you want to add to that announcement?
Well, I think we're adjusting the schedule a little bit to go longer on the Saturday and Sunday just to kind of fit in all those sessions in a more compact way per hour. So you'll have more selection of and availability of sessions to go to during those that new schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. And we wanted to make sure that you had access not only to all the sessions, but also had the availability to attend at night if you were busy during the morning, or attend in the morning if you're busy at night. We wanted you to still have that feel of camaraderie. And every session will be, well, I'm going to put up air quotes, you know, because there might be a caveat here and there. But for the most part, with the asterisks, every session will be recorded and viewable after the session is over. So you'll be able to see more than 200 sessions if you go to every single one, and you'll have like 30 days, 45 days. We haven't nailed that down yet. After the conference is over, to continue to go back and revisit. So, you know, even though we are virtual, it gives you a lot of flexibility to create your own schedule, your adventure, if you will, in that fashion.
And if you want to check out those sessions are up on the q.org/fall website. So they're listed. So if you want to check out all those sessions and start picking your schedule and how you want to interact and what topics you want to see and visit, or maybe you're just a specific speaker you want to see, check it out. It's up on the website.
Definitely. And also, if you are registered for the conference, if you're not registered for the conference, go register, right? That's my shameless plug. But if you are registered for the conference, go ahead and log in and take a look around and check a look at those sessions, because start planning your plan of action on which sessions you want to go to. And I believe we've done a really good job at ensuring that all the sessions are spread out. So if you want to focus on K2, primary K2 strength, there should be one every single session hour. There's not going to be any double, so you'll be able to go through those strands. If you're looking for strands on equity or SEL, we try to separate all those out so that you can go to each and every one. So we really tried to make sure that you have the complete opportunity to create your own strands or mix and match as you go through it. And some of you may be saying to yourselves also, oh, I forgot to put in a session, or I want to go to the conference, but I want to get more involved. There's a couple different ways that you can do that. In fact, one of them is if you're a podcaster. If you're a podcaster and you're like, hey, you know what? I want to be able to share my message to my listeners, or maybe get new listeners. You can go ahead and sign up at qlearns.org/podcasters, all lowercase, by the way. And you can sign up to be a part of the Meet the Podcasters session. And the great part about it is you don't actually have to be registered for the conference. If you're, let's say, in New York and you're like, I can't really make the conference, but I can make that session and I want to present at it. You can go ahead and put your hat in the ring, and we'll make the selections on which podcast will be able to be selected. We are going to have 10 of them, right? You can cross your fingers and you know, if you're not actually attending the conference, you still might be selected to present at the conference. Same thing about Meet the Authors. We have a lot of great, amazing Q members with books. So we want you to be able to share those books with your readers and gather new readers. So qlearns.org/authors. And then finally, this is Jason's favorite, Q Booms. Q Booms, 3-minute mic drops, a passionate speech, a passionate a story, a passionate message that you want to share out to our Q community. You can definitely sign up at qlearns.org/boom and be a part of that amazing session. Jason, am I missing anything? Is there any other anything else that we're missing to our listeners on how they can participate?
Well, I think we mentioned it before in past episodes, but we have our awesome keynote speakers, JR. JR is coming to keynote, and also Dr. Rochelle Rogers R is also keyed in for us. So two great keynotes for Fall Q. You don't want to miss them. They have a great message to send out at our conference coming up on October 23rd and 24th.
Yeah, and you may we just keep calling them JR, you know, because it's like the last name is a little difficult. We don't want to mispronounce it.
I've always known him as JR.
JR Jennix Orion, okay? But we know him passionately as JR, so we're just going to say JR. Come hear his message. He's an amazing speaker and amazing friend of Q. So those are some amazing things that we have going on. Again, definitely go check out the sessions, QLearns, q.org/fall. Click on that sessions tab and go ahead and take a look at all the amazing sessions that are happening there.
And also we have a Q Live. If you want to be interviewed, I think, Joe, you can talk about how they can be interviewed on our Q Live virtual channel.
Yeah, I mean, we love to hear from first-time attendees to a Q event. We love to hear from long-time attendees. We love to hear from speakers to kind of promote your sessions a little bit. And we're doing this a little bit differently this year as well for Q Live. Normally, we would do it actually all live, back to back to back to back. But because we're being as flexible as possible, we can pre-record your interview at your leisure and then play them live during the during the Fall Q event. So we can definitely help you out there. If you're interested in that, please contact me at JoeMarquez70. We can schedule something for you in that interview process. And they're really quick. They're like 15-minute snippets that you want to share. And Jason and I have been creating the Q speaker mentorship program. Mm-hmm. So all of you Fall Q speakers who were selected, you should have received your email last week of acceptance. And a lot of people were just hip, hip hooraying on social media. If you don't believe me, go ahead and hit the hashtag Fall Q and see all the amazing speakers so super psyched for presenting. But sometimes you get selected and you're like, oh no. I actually got selected. I've never presented before. I'm a little bit nervous. What do I do now? Right? Now is a great time to be a part of the Q Mentorship Program. The Q Mentorship Program, we take passionate Q members, Q members who want to share what they've learned in speaking and presenting and in the Q community, and they want to share it with new speakers and new members. And we call that the Q Mentor Mentee Program. And so definitely, if you want to go and be a part of this, if you are a Q member, longtime Q member, a veteran Q member who wants to help share that love, go to qlearns.org/mentor and sign up to be a mentor today. If you are a new to Q member, a new to presenting, a new to speaking, you want to run ideas behind people, go and become a mentee at qlearns.org/mentee to be a part of that program. But if you don't want to be a part of the program itself, we do have special sessions coming up for anybody who wants to learn how to be learn how to speak in the modality that we're going to be using, which is going to be virtual. Jason, do you want to speak a little bit to that?
Yeah, so the mentee program will be people that you would connect with, right? And so you would be able to work alongside a person that's presented before. So this is a great opportunity for those who are experienced in presenting to come and bring aside another person that is needing maybe that encouragement, that support, that how to present in the virtual aspect. So this is a great way to get both experienced and not experienced, or maybe just fill in the gaps for new presenters to work side by side and hone your craft of speaking.
Yeah, you know, and it's great to be able to connect that way and to glean information off of people who've been doing it for a while, right? So definitely we're going to be doing that. And we're going to be doing some sessions open to the entire community on how to present to a virtual audience, what kind of slide deck and how do you manage the sharing of the screen and going back. I know we've been doing this for a long time, but until you've actually done the presentation and have to swap back and forth and use two screens and all that stuff, maybe you haven't actually done that. This is a great way to kind of get some tips and tricks from some of the veterans who have been doing it. And so that should be in a few weeks. We will let you know exactly when that will be occurring. Jason, there's some great affiliate events coming up. Can you go ahead and give us some information about those?
Yeah, we have 21 affiliates throughout the state of California, and they put on events in their regional areas. And so we have a couple coming up. We have CapQ up in the Sacramento area. They're doing their Reunited Tech Fest on September 26th. So go ahead and check that. You can go to q.org/events and you'll have all the listing of all the events coming up that are affiliate related, Q related, and other maybe partners as well. So, and then QLA just announced their Ed Camp City of Angels. It's hosted again by QLA. It's October 9th. And again, q.org/events to check out the links and how you register and more information about those events. And affiliates, if you have events coming up, there's a form that was sent out to the affiliate leadership. And so just fill out that form, let us know what events you're having, and we'll put them up on the events page and also shout them out here. So let us know what events are coming up for affiliates.
Excellent. We love regional events. They're great to be connected and affiliates, even if you're doing like just a mixer or something small, it doesn't have to be a large scale event. If it's just you want to get some individuals. Large or small, anything at all. Large or small, anything at all. You know, bring them to Jason, and he will put them on that events page, and we will give you a shout out to those here on the QCast. And don't forget, regional events are fantastic. Q events are fantastic, but Q does PD all year long. So if you're looking to bring that Q magic to your district, if you're looking to bring Q to you, all you have to do is go to q.org/PL. And all you have to do is set up a meeting with myself. We can talk about your needs of your district. What is your vision? What are you looking for? And we can talk about bringing Q to you. Now, I want to go ahead and pass it on over to Jason to give some shout outs to some amazing, deserving Q members.
So, yeah. So we have some shout outs the awards process has started with the shout outs, and the shout outs have been going on for a while now. Today's the last day to get your shout out in, September 16th by midnight tonight. So if you still have an educator that's doing awesome things that want to do and deserve a shout out, go ahead and submit that at q.org/award-nominations. You can do that today. We're going to shout out Kelly Mae Vollmar today. She is a dedicated member of Q for many years. She supports technology integration, and she focuses on pedagogy, which is always good, and the Q mission. She's supporting Coach Q, and so she encourages teachers to attend that event and their events leading up in the coming year. And she's not just a leader in technology. She's also a great supporter of Q. So we appreciate Kelly, and there's a shout out for her. And then Chelsea Galindo, she takes multiple roles in her school with her students and staff. She seeks students' best interests to succeed. She's very responsible and very hardworking individual. She continues to grow in her responsibilities with her in her educational area. So shout out to Chelsea there. And Julia Maynard, I believe she's our president up there in Q San Francisco, but she got a shout out for her encouraging her staff and students to consider adopting new technology. And she created a makerspace for example of that. And she's not just committed to her students, but her staff's professional development as well. So shout out to those three Q members there. We'll continue. We got a lot of shout outs coming in. So we'll continue to shout out these individuals that deserve a shout out in the upcoming episodes. And these individuals will be given to the affiliates for the affiliates' consideration for their local awards. And then those local awards will turn be submitted for our overall Q award. So in a nutshell, this is a shout out to all these wonderful, deserving educators doing the cool things, but they're also just pretty much entered into the awards process as far as the affiliate level and then the Q level as well. So shout out to them, and we'll be shouting out more in the coming episodes.
Wow, Jason, those Q members, those shout outs are amazing. I want to once again give everybody a round of applause. Congratulations, well deserved. That's a great way to end today's QCast. Remember, Fall Q is now live. Go to q.org/fall and take a look at the sessions. Remember, affiliates, if you'd like for us to mention your regional events, please definitely contact Jason. I want to say thank you to Jason for being my partner in this QCast endeavor. And I want to thank you, the Q members and the listeners, for keeping everything moving during these trying times. Have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful week, and we will see you virtually at Fall Q on October 23rd and 24th. Have a fantastic day.